We were talking about this, I guess, a couple weeks ago or last week. I don't know.
Yeah, I had an incident.
You had an incident with your suit. A suit that you loved.
I did love this suit.
You love that suit.
Stretchy suit. I could do like the splits in it.
I saw you wearing, was it the pants yesterday? I saw you mixing the pants. Oh, I know
that was
the
a
pants.
New, that was a
full on suit.
Those were the new ones.
That was two of them. That was the charcoal one.
Okay.
The charcoal one wasn't shrunk by the lady because
I see.
I haven't given it to her. To make it look like, yeah, I haven't given it to her. I will never give it to her.
Okay, well, we got a guy on the line here. Top 100 Maple Leaf of all time.
Yes. One of
our
favorites.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, we haven't forgotten that.
Don't forget that. He's in the suit game. He's in the clothing industry.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's got a personal assistant. He's a busy guy
from
the Philadelphia Flyers.
I'm going to ask him that first.
Here is James Van Riemsdyk. Go ahead.
How are you, JVR?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. Before we get into the suit stuff, how long have you been in the NHL now?
This is my 11th year.
11th year. Let me ask you something. Do you have an assistant that takes care of your personal affairs?
You know what? I actually don't. I use a concierge service for stuff like travel and some more minor stuff, like maybe some restaurant reservations and stuff, but not like a day-to-day assistant. Although I do know some guys who use that, and now, again, as I get a little older and things get a little more complicated, I think it's something that might be a good investment for me.
Well, there's your answer, man. I knew he would just be
a blue-collar
guy.
Yeah, but he basically said yes. No, he didn't.
How would that fly in Philly, too, man? I don't think you could go around announcing in Philly, the blue-collarest town of all time, that you have a personal assistant. How would that fly in Philly?
Yeah, well, you know what? Time is money sometimes. So if you have someone that can manage your time better and you can be more focused on other things, I think it's a good thing. So I think people would respect that.
Okay.
No matter where it is. So.
Well, O had one down in Carolina.
Yeah, I had one in Carolina, and these guys thought it was a complete joke. And I'm like, it's not a joke.
He was 20 years old, and he was Cosmo Kramer. Like, he had nothing to do. That's why.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned this. I mean, top 100 Leaf of all time. How does that play in Philly? Do you ever use that line on anyone down there? Does anyone care about that or what?
You know, that hasn't come up in conversation down here yet, but yeah, that's definitely something. When I look back on my career, that'll be something that'll be pretty cool. Just obviously the tradition and history in Toronto and stuff, and all the obviously lots of great players that have played there over the years, and to be on a list like that is obviously something that's pretty special.
You guys are right in the thick of things for the playoff hunt. Take us through, you know, everyone's mindset night in and night out, and how tight the standings are. Are the guys aware? Are they scoreboard watching here down the stretch?
Yeah, you know what? Again, it seems like these last couple weeks or so, and going into the next little bit here, we play a lot of those teams that are right around us in the standings. So we know obviously how critical all these games are. So it's tough not to check the NHL app out on your phone after the game to see how the other teams are doing. But ultimately, obviously, we got to take care of our own business first. And again, these are the types of games you love playing as players. Obviously, as you guys know, it's fun when you're in these races going down the stretch, and every game really matters. So those are ones that you look forward to for sure.
With James Van Riemsdyk of the Philadelphia Flyers, your second tour in Philly, so you're you're familiar with the town. Everyone is familiar with the town, and pretty wild story going on with the Sixers right now, where Joel Embiid is getting booed before the game and then getting cheered off the court after he has a monster game last night. We've talked to guys in Philly, and they kind of take issue with the reputation that the city has, that it's ruthless, that people are just malicious and crazy. Can you supply some truth to that myth, that fact? What is it really like in Philly? In the muck as a player, you know, what are the fans like? What is the city like?
You know what? They support their teams and they love their sports. They're really passionate about it. I mean, obviously, again, they're not afraid to vocalize some frustrations sometimes, for sure. So there's definitely that aspect of it. But there's, again, some of the most passionate fans in any sports just across all the teams that we have here. And, again, there's just people that are great people, obviously, supporting the teams. One cool story, actually, is I remember I played my first professional game for the Phantoms, and they did a jersey auction after the game. And this lady, Joanne, she actually bought my jersey and whatever she was excited about. I signed up for it after the game. Now, fast forward 10 years later, when I come back to Philly this time, she gave me it as a gift back just for a cool memento for me to have. So So again, they're really passionate, but I think they really do care about the players and want to see us happy and do well and all that stuff too. So yeah, it's a fun place to be an athlete though, for sure.
So let's get to the bottom of this. Noodles shrunk his suit. His kids use his suit pants for their Cabbage Patch Kids now. And what, you're volunteering to get this guy a suit? What about me and Hayes? Like, what is going on? You got a suit company?
You're in the suit game. You're Mugatti. You know,
what's the suit deal?
We can dial that in for all you guys. We're going to set it all three of you up with, you just got to go to the store on Queen West and you can get all sized up and ready to go. So, yeah, I heard what happened to his suit and then, figured I'd reach out and try to replace it for him with a comfortable one that's, stretchy and all that good stuff. So, yeah, hopefully you guys like them.
Yeah, how'd you get into this? Like, give us a plug for the name of the store, how you got involved. Like, you're in the clothing industry now.
Yeah, which, like Drake, man.
Yeah.
Drake VR.
Drake VR.
Yeah, well,
on Queen West.
The company's called State and Liberty, so it's, and those are the two crossroads, actually, in University of Michigan's campus. So the two guys who founded it both went to Michigan. One was a hockey player who I grew up playing against, Lee Moffey, and we had the same agent and stuff, and basically he developed, those guys developed this shirt because he was playing in the minors, all the bus trips, and they wanted something that looked professional still and was comfortable to travel in. So that was kind of the inspiration for the idea. And then probably like 3-4 years ago, just through my agent, they were looking for just some guys to get involved and invest, and found it at the right time, and luckily enough I did, and it's been cool. I mean, obviously there's hockey's only going to last so long, so it's nice to have some other things to kind of just dip your toe in with and stuff like this, and this is one of those things for me. So it's been kind of fun to watch how these guys have really grown the company over the years. Now there's like stores, and there's one in Toronto, there's one in Boston, there's one in Philly, there's one in New York. They just opened one up in Newport Beach.
Awesome.
I'm probably forgetting a couple now, but anyway, it's cool to see the work that those guys have done to really grow it. And now again, a ton of hockey players and other athletes have been the main kind of clientele, I would say, for the brand and stuff. But it's been cool to see how it's grown so much over the last 3-4 years.
With James Van Riemsdyk, is it mandatory once you buy a suit you have to do a squat and take the picks? I mean, we saw, was it Dylan Larkin?
Yeah, Dylan Larkin on the video. But he's got, like, the hockey ass. I got a frying pan. Like, there's no way I can even do a squat. Like,
no, JVR, you can answer after Jamie, but what was your move on the plane? Guys would, like, gear down and put a sweatsuit on and then put their suit. Yeah. I never took my suit off, ever.
No, exactly. I'm the same way. So this was, again, not to do another shameless plug, but, like, since these suits are so stretchy and stuff, they're the perfect ones to travel, and just because there are, it's almost like wearing a pair of sweatpants, just how comfortable they are. So it works out well for some of the longer flights and stuff.
I'm not lying. Like, I tried them on the other day. Like, I could do, if I was flexible again, I could do the splits. Like, it was impressive. Like,
hang on a sec, Hazy. What did you do on the bus in the O?
Hayes played in the O. You know
that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're familiar with that. You can find me on a Hockey DB if you have time. But I'd do a full gear down if I could.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't play, which was often.
Well, I think in the O, basically, you're wearing tracksuits to the game anyway.
Yeah, well, especially like a drive from like the Sioux. You know, it's like an 8-hour drive, man. You're not sitting in a crappy suit that you bought at,
I used to wear the same suit. You'd leave it on the bus and pick it up next time.
Like, that was a veteran move.
That's how gritty you were. I mean, college, you guys had to dress up, right, JVR?
Yeah, we did for the most part. I was lucky, though, in Hockey East. It's like, it's pretty much just only like hour and a half bus ride. So most, like, probably like 85% of the road games, even you're sleeping in your own bed at the end of the night. So that was always kind of nice about Hockey East.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. All right, well, I guess keep in touch. I mean, Noodle's been raving about this spot, and you were down there on Queen earlier in the week.
I was there getting sized up. I got a couple suits. I'm pretty fired up about them.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing where this is going to go. Well, best of luck with
it. I guess we're involved. Like, I don't know. This guy's already been there, been sizing up, and we're just being notified about it.
Well, you threatened JVR. You said you were going to be mean to him on air.
Did you hear that, James?
No, I never said that. I was like, I just want to know about the place.
Someone actually tagged me in a tweet about that. So I'm like, you know what? I got to call in and straighten this out with these guys, get them taken care of, and go from there. So, yeah, you guys obviously should shoot over you too and get sized up and get dialed in.
Okay. Well, we'll make that happen.
Yeah, we'll
full-blown pictures.
We'll have a buddy's day. We'll go for lunch, get sized up.
There you go. Maybe get our personal assistant involved if we have to.
We've got a concierge service to set up our day.
It all makes sense. Well, good luck with the rest of the playoff pursuit. I mean, it's going to be a grind the rest of the way, and good luck with the business as well, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
You got it. There he is, James Van Riemsdyk. Businessman.
Yeah.
He's a businessman.
Business.
Big business.
Big business.
Once you get into fashion, it would be ruthless, too, man.
Drake like, VR.
Yeah, Mugatu. He's basically Mugatu from Zoolander. Just making things happen on Queen.
I love it, though. The suits are quality, so I'm excited. They're going to be sized up and delivered soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm glad you went down there and enjoyed that experience.
No, we'll get down there. We'll make a day of it, like we said.
I know. I already know what's going to happen, buddy.
I picked.
No, be quiet. Listen to this.
I have an idea.
No, no.
Go ahead.
We're going to go down there, and they're going to be like, here's your State and Liberty T-shirt. Thanks for supporting. Yeah. And I am going to go berserk.
Right. Or, you know,
we'll and they're going to have Noodles, three suits, hanging behind. Tell Jamie his suits are ready, and yeah. They're going to say, here's a shirt for Al's brother, one for the grappler, and one for Mulls and you and Hayes.
Yeah, I know.
And I am going to have steam coming out of my ears.
No.
We'll get down there. James never mentioned it.
Yeah. Like, they're like, who?
Never
Hayes?
Mentioned
they're like,
anything.
We had a guy in here named Noodles that got all tuned up, but right. You guys, no. Yeah. There's
Noodles' picture will be on the wall, like,
oh, yeah.
Just
to
right
State
in there.
State and Liberty, thanks for everything.
Yeah. What a Noodles. Great spot you got here. Whenever great I'm in spot. Town, it's like you live here.
Yeah,
thanks for taking care of me.
Every time I'm in town, these guys take care of me. Best wishes.
Yeah, all the best.
No, it'll be...
We'll get down there. And here's what I'm predicting. Here's what I'm suggesting.
What?
Right to the alumni box after
for chicken or
chicken penne.
Pesto.
I say we make a whole afternoon
whole nine.
Night out of it.
What about this? Suits, pint on the patio, alumni box.
Perfect.